To develop as a leader is a great opportunity.
Kanggo ngembangkeun pamimpin eta teh kasempatan anu ageung.
And one of the most wonderful things that any person can do is develop leadership in other people.
Hiji hal anu endah saurang tiasa ngalakukeun nyaeta ngembangkeun kapamimpinan di lebet diri anu sanes.
To see others prospering and growing is one of the greatest blessings there is in life.
Kanggo ningali jalma tumuwuh sareng diberkahan nyaeta berkah pangagengna dina kahirupan.
The most essential thing in leadership is what is in a person's heart.
Hal penting dina kepemimpinan nyaeta hate salah saurang.
Because what is in your heart determines your whole life.
Kumargi naon anu aya dina hate urang nangtukeun kahirupan urang.
Proverbs chapter 4 verse 23 says, keep your heart with all diligence because out from it spring all the issues of life.
Loka 4 ayat 23, masing asak nya mikir sabab anu nangtukeun watek hirup nyaeta pikiran teak.
I'd like you to turn with me to Proverbs chapter 16 verse 9.
Abdi hayang saderek muka siloka pasal 16 ayat 8.
In Proverbs 16 verse 9 it says, a man's heart plans his way, but the Lord directs his steps.
Siloka 16 ayat 8, manusia nu boga ngeunangeun Allah anu memener lengkahna.
There's two sides to this verse.
Dua sisi di ayat ieu.
It's a man's heart that plans his course.
Eta hate anu ngarencanakeun jalan salah saurang.
But the Lord directs his steps.
Nanging Gusti anu ngarahkeun.
If you want the plans of your heart to line up with the steps that God directs, you need the right things in your heart.
Pami urang hoyong ngarencanakeun hate urang sajalan sareng rencana Gusti, urang perlu anu nangtukeun arah lengkahna.
The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord.
Lengkah jalmi anu bener ditangtukeun Gusti.
God has a predetermined, pre-planned plan for your life.
Gusti parantos sarancang sareng netepkeun rencana hirup urang.
But it's your heart that plans your course.
Nanging hati orang anu ngarancang jalan.
That's why we need the word of God in our heart.
Kada sababna urang peryogi pangandika Gusti dina hati orang.
So that it plans a course.
Beras orang tiasa rarancang.
That will line up with the steps that God has directed.
Musalyu sareng rarancang anu Gusti hoyong.
I know that God wants to bless you.
Diterang Gusti ngaberkahan.
You may be in a village in the most remote part of the earth.
Rantiasa oge aya di tempat pang mencilna di dunya.
But no matter where you're called to serve God, you can know the blessing of God.
Nanging tepaduli di mana tempat urang ngalayanan, urang tiasa ngalaman berkah Gusti.
Because it's not determined by what's happening around you, it's determined by what's happening in you.
Markin teu ditangtukeun anu kajantenan di sakeuling urang, nanging naon anu kajantenan di lebet urang.
And God can bless you there in your village.
Setiasa ngaberkahan di tempat anu mencil.
He can cause you to impact your community in a way you never dreamed was possible.
Anjeunna tiasa ngadamel urang mangaruhan lingkungan urang sareng cara anu urang teu pernah pikirkeun.
But you must have the right things in your heart.
Nanging urang peryogi gaduh hate rancang jalan.
Because it's your heart that plans your course.
Margina hate urang rancang jalan urang.
So many people lose direction, they lose their course because of what's in their heart.
Sarjalmi kalingitan arah aranjeuna nyasap kumargi naon anu aya dina hate aranjeuna.
Others go on further than you could ever have imagined because of what's in their heart.
Sanes maju saurang cara anu teu tiasa urang imutan anu aya di lebet hate aranjeuna.
3 John verse 2 said that you can prosper and be in health in the same way as your soul prospers.
3 Yohanes 2 nyarios, panada sim kuring mugi asa rek tetep sehat walafiat lahir batin.
So if you get your heart and your soul prospering, then you're going to prosper in your life and in your ministry.
Pami hate jiwa urang mak urang oge baris makmur dina pelayanan sareng kehidupan urang.
It can impact your whole church.
Biasa mangaruhan sadaya gereja urang.
It can impact your village, your city, or your nation.
Mangaluhan tempat cicing kota sareng bangsa urang.
Because of what's in your heart.
Bagi nanu aya di lebet hate.
That's why we're told to get God's word into the middle of our heart.
Sababna urang diajarkeun kanggo nyimpen pangandika Gusti di lebet hate.
And the reason you need God's word in your heart is because then it can deal with some of the other things that want to fill your heart.
Alasan sanes urang merlukeun pangandika dina hate urang nyaeta kumargi eta nyegah hate urang kasisikeun hal anu sanes.
Matthew chapter 5 verse 8.
Matius 5 ayat 8.
Jesus said, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God."
Yesus nyarios, bagja jalma anu bersih hatena, karena bakal wawuh ka pangeran.
If you let God's word into your heart to clear up some of the things that have been cloudy in your heart, you're going to see God and see the plan of God.
Pami urang ngantep roh Gusti kanggo ngabersihkeun hati urang, bari seningal Gusti sareng rencana Gusti.
And you'll live according to His promise and His purpose for your life.
Urang bari sirup, saliu sareng janji sareng rarancang Gusti dina hirup urang.
In the Message translation of the scripture.
Ya terjemahan Alkitab, the Message ayat ieu nyarios.
It says you are blessed when you get your inside world, your mind and heart put right. Then you can see God in the outside world.
Anjeun baris diberkahan umpami dilebetna hate jeung pikiran anjeun leres, anjeun baris ningal Gusti di luar dunia ieu.
We put a lot of emphasis on the outside.
Urang nekenkeun seur hal anu di luar.
But God puts all the emphasis on the inside. If the pure in heart see God, it means that if there's cloud or murkiness on your heart, it's going to make your vision of God murky.
Pami hatena anu murni baris ningali Gusti, janten umpami aya awan atanapi kabut dilebet hate, hal ieu baris ngadamel visi urang ka Gusti aya halimun.
You have to have God's word in the middle of your heart.
Urang kedah gaduh pangandika Gusti dina hati urang.
You know, some people preach the word, but it never really impacts their own heart, so their message is empty.
Nah, sadarik terang sabaraha jalmi ngutbahkeun pangandika Allah nanging teu pernah ngancik dina hatina dugi ka hatina kosong.
And so the fruit of it never impacts their own world.
Tapi ka buah pelayananan teu mangaruhan dunya.
Let's look together again at James chapter 1.
Enggak buka Yakobus pasal 1.
We're going to be reading from verse 21.
Ayat 21.
In James chapter 1 verse 21 it says, "Therefore lay aside all filthiness and overflow of wickedness and receive with meekness the implanted or engrafted word which is able to save your souls."
Terpeta pijen kabiasaan-kabiasaan anu matak aib jeung goreng teh sing pasrah ka Allah, tarimakeun pangandikanna anu dicecepkeun dina ati sanu bari aranjeun anu kawasa ngariksa jiwa.
When the word is engrafted into you, you and the word have become one.
Paktos pangandika ngancik dina hati urang, pangandika sareng urang ngahiji.
And the Bible says it's able to save your soul.
Alkitab nyeros eta nyalametkeun jiwa anjeun.
It changes your heart.
Sareng ngarubah hate.
And remember, Jesus said it's not what goes into a man that defiles a man, it's what comes out from a man's heart.
Imut anu dijelaskeun Yesus, sanes nu asup ka jelma nu najis nanging nu kaluar ti hati manusa.
Now if that doesn't happen, then verse 22 becomes important.
Upami eta kajantenan ayat 22 janten penting.
Verse 22 says that we must be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving ourselves.
Tahade ulah bodo. Pangandika Allah teh teu cukup ku didengarkeun munggul tapi kudu jeung prakna dilampahkeun.
You see, it's possible to hear the word, even preach the word, but if it's not affecting your heart, you're deceiving yourself.
Tarek terang nyaeta panginten kanggo ngadangu tiasa oge kutbah pangandika nanging teu ngarobi hate urang, urang nipu sorangan.
You don't have to fear the enemy deceiving you.
Urang teu kedah sieun musuh nipu urang.
Not if you're serving Jesus Christ, because the enemy blinds the minds of the unbeliever.
Kami orang layanan Yesus kumaki musuh ngalolongkeun jalmi anu teu percaya.
But if you're just paying lip service to God's word, or you hear the word without doing it, the Bible says you'll deceive yourself.
Nanging urang ngan nyarioskeun pangadika di lambe wungkul teu ngalakukeun, Alkitab nyarios urang nipu sorangan.
And that deception starts in your heart.
Hal ieu ngawitan ti hate urang.
Look with me at verse 26.
Ya, tingali ayat 26.
It says in verse 26, if anyone among you thinks he is religious, thinks he's spiritual, and does not bridle his tongue, but deceives his own heart, this one's religious is useless.
Jelema anu umangku, ibadah tapi sungutna henteu dikandalikeun bibirna henteu diwengku, ngaranna ngabubudur maneh, sarta ibadahna cuma.
This verse describes a person who thinks they are very spiritual.
Ayat ieu ngadeskripsikeun jalmi anu ngantep dirina ibadah.
Perhaps they have a big black Bible.
Dina gaduh Alkitab anu hideung anu ageung.
They know exactly when to say amen during the sermon.
Rajina terang persis iraha nyeros amin waktos ibadah.
They look so spiritual when they praise God.
Rajina katingali rohani pisan waktos muji Gusti.
But the word says if they don't bridle their tongue, that their religion is useless.
Nanging Alkitab nyeros umpamin teu ngekang leta, percuma ibadahna teh.
So if that person is a gossip or a backbiter, they're deceiving themselves.
Janten umpami anu ngagosip, aranjeunna teh nipu diri sorangan.
And verse 26 says they deceive their own heart.
Ayat 26, aranjeunna nipu hatena nyalira.
And it's that inner person that produces the quality of your life.
Eta manusia batiniah urang anu ngahasilkeun kualitas.
Your thinking relates to what's in your heart.
Hutan urang dipengaruhan sareng naon anu aya di leupeut hati urang.
Your emotions come from what's in your heart.
Emosi urang asalna ti naon anu di hati urang.
Your ability to make decisions is determined by what's in your heart.
Kemampuan ngadamel kaputusan ditangtukeun ku naon anu aya di leupeut hati urang.
So you cannot afford to deceive your own heart.
Enten teu kenging nipu hati urang.
Because out from it spring the issues of your life.
Pargi ti lebet mancarkeun kahirupan urang.
Let me explain to you what it means to deceive your heart.
Abdi ngajelaskeun naon hartina nipu hate urang.
There are many things in every human being's heart that needs to change.
Aya saeur hal dina lebet hate tiap jalmi anu perlu dirobih.
And of course, if God's word is in your heart, it will change those issues.
Tentu bae pangadika Gusti lebet urang baris ngarobi hal eta.
It might be things like bitterness or unforgiveness.
Kasauke sapertos dengan hampura.
It might be pride or ego that starts in your heart.
Jasa kumagungan, mentingkan diri.
It could be self-centeredness.
Tapi mentingkan diri sorangan.
Unbridled ambition.
Bisi terkadalian.
It might even be the love of money.
Mata duitan.
It's not money that's evil.
Anes artos nanu jahat.
But it's the love of money.
Nanging mata duitan.
Which we're told is the root of all evil.
Jadoskeun akar ti sagala kajahatan.
It's a root. It starts in your heart.
Eta teh dikawitan ti hate urang.
So perhaps you have some of these things happening in your heart.
Anggitan hal-hal ieu kajantenan dina hate urang.
But you talk yourself into believing that it's okay.
Urang tiasa nyeros dilebet urang yen eta teh teu nanaon.
You feel that this hurt that you have is okay.
Urang emut yen raheut hate teu masalah.
That unforgiveness or bitterness is okay.
Teu hampura kapahitan urang teu masalah.
You might be bitter with another church pastor, but he really did hurt you, so it's okay.
Anginten kapahitan sareng gembala gereja sanes nanging memang anjeunna nganyeri janten paraosan biasa.
But it's not okay, you're deceiving your own heart.
Nanging sadaya hal eta teu beres, urang tos ditipu hate urang.
You talk yourself into believing that that ambition you feel is okay.
Orang dipasihan terang yang ambisi orang beres.
But it's not a godly desire for fruitfulness.
Nanging eta sanes kahoyong Gusti kanggo kahirupan anu ngahasilkeun buah.
If it's an ambition built on ego or pride, then it is doing damage in your heart.
Pami ambisi eta diwangun dina kasombongan sareng ego eta ngancurkeun hate urang.
And we need the engrafted word in us, the word in the middle of our hearts, so it changes those things.
Urang priyogin nampi pangandika anu baris ngarobi hate urang.
Because it's the pure in heart that see God.
Parke jalmi anu murni hatena nu ningali Allah.
Many people change the outside.
Terjalmi ngarobi panampilan luarna.
They sound spiritual.
Aranjeuna katimbang rohani.
They look spiritual.
Aranjeuna katingal rohani.
They even speak great spiritual messages.
Aranjeuna ngadugikeun pesan anu luar biasa.
But they never deal with issues in their heart.
Aranjeuna teu pernah urusan sareng masalah di hate.
And what is in their heart sabotages their life and future.
Anu aya dina hate aranjeuna nyabotase kehidupan sareng pikapayuneun.
No matter who you are or where you live.
Tepaduli saha urang sareng di mana urang hirup.
The fruitfulness of your life will come out of what's in your heart.
Produktivitas ditangtukeun tina anu aya di lebet hate urang.
So you must deal with these things.
Orang priyogi urusan sareng hal ieu.
Look at James chapter 1 verse 16. It says, "Do not be deceived, my beloved brethren."
Yakobus 1 ayat 16. Sing hati-hati dulur-dulur ulah benang kasasapkeun.
In the verses just before that, it's speaking about lust, bringing temptation, which brings death.
Ayat satacana ngeunaan nafsu anu mawa kana cocoba ngahasilkeun maut.
But if you don't deal with lust, you're deceiving your heart.
Nanging upami urang teu urusan sareng nafsu, urang nipu sorangan.
In the verse after it, verse 17, it tells us every good gift and every perfect gift comes from God.
Ayat 17, mana nu hade rejeng sampurna asal datang tu ti sawarga ti Allah.
So if you think the blessing of God is yours and that it's your gift, you're deceiving yourself.
Enten pami urang ngemutan berkah Gusti kumargi urang karunia eta nipu diri sorangan.
Just like the person that we're told doesn't bridle their own tongue, their religion is useless.
Kami sareng jalmi nu diajar kanggo ngontrol litahna enten ibarahna mubadir.
And they deceive their own heart.
Aranjeuna nipu dirinya lira.
That's why there are many gifted people who are pastoring churches and doing wonderful things, but they're not seeing the fruitfulness.
Disebabkeun saur jalmi anu talenta ngagembalakeun gereja ngalakukeun hal-hal luar biasa nanging teu ningali buahna.
Maybe they think they need to pray more.
Panginten aranjeuna ngimut priyogi doa langkung deui.
Well, prayer won't hurt them.
Mohon doa teh sae.
But you must deal with what's in your heart.
Nanging urang tetep kedah urusan sareng hate urang.
Some people think if I just had a better musician, or if I had somebody to look after young people, or if our church had more money, it would make all the difference.
Para jalmi ngimut umpami abdi kaduh pemusik anu langkung sae, kaduh pelayanan barudak ngora atanapi kaduh seueur atos beres ngadamel perbentenan.
But often what's sabotaging your potential and your prosperity is the issues of your heart.
Nanging anu sering nyabotase potensi sareng kamakmuran eta teh masalah hate.
There's an Old Testament king whose name was Amaziah.
Ya raja di perjanjian lami namina Amasia.
And the Bible says Amaziah did what was right in the sight of the Lord, but not with a perfect heart.
Alkitab nyaroskeun yen Amasia ngalakukan anu leres di payungan Gusti nanging teu sapinuh hate.
So what was in his heart sabotaged his whole life.
Oke kana anu aya dina hatena nyabotase hirupna.
King David said, "If I regard iniquity in my heart, God won't hear me."
Raja Daud nyarios, umpami ayah dosa di lebet hati abdi, tangtu Gusti tengadangukeun doa abdi.
And that word iniquity is speaking about vanity.
Kecap dosa nyarios ngenaan kamagungan.
It's speaking about idols.
Nyarios ngenaan berhala.
You can make bitterness an idol in your heart.
Orang biasa kadang melakamagungan jantan berhala di hati orang.
You believe you have the right to feel like that.
Pengemutan gaduh hak kanggo ngemutan gitu.
Because of the way you've been treated.
Kumargi cara jalmi ngalak.
It becomes an idol.
Eta jantan berhala.
But the psalmist said if he has those things in his heart, God's not going to hear him.
Pemazmur nyeros umpami anjeuna gaduh hal sapertos kitu dilebet hatena tang tu Gusti teu ngadangukeun doana.
It's the pure in heart that see God.
Anu murni hatena anu ningali Allah.
And it's when you let God's word bring purity to your heart that you will see the blessing of God in your life, in your ministry, in your village, in your city, in your church.
Atos urang ngantep pangadika Gusti ngabersihkeun hate urang, urang nampi berkah Gusti kanggo hirup ngalayanan kanggo desa, kota, sareng gereja urang.
Look with me at 1 John chapter 1.
Tingali hiji Yohanes pasal 1.
We'll look through these verses starting at verse 7.
Orang tinggal di ayat 7.
See, 1 John chapter 1 verse 7 says, "But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin."
Sebaliknya umpamanya urang geus aya di alam caang sakumamanteuna tan wande urang teh ngajadi hiji bengketan tunggal sarta baris disucikeun tina dosa ku getih Yesus putrana.
The key is walking in the light as he is in the light.
Kuncina nyaeta jalan dinu caang sapatos anjeunna di caang.
In other words, letting God deal with the root issues in your life.
Istilah sanes, sawios Gusti urusan sareng masalah dina kehidupan urang.
So many things start as a root in a person's life.
Hal dikawitan ti akar kehidupan ti jalmi eta.
And there's been so many times when people never dealt with those root issues in their life that outwardly their ministry starts to grow, but inwardly they still are not changing.
Raman pisan waktu sejalmi teu urusan sareng akar kahirupan aranjeuna secara katingal tumuwuh nanging dilebetna teu aya parobihan.
So it seems at first that they're growing and going forwards and living in blessing.
Enten tingawitan katingal aranjeuna tumuwuh majeng sareng hirup dina berkat.
But they're never dealing with those root issues in their heart.
Yang aranjeuna teu pernah urusan sareng akar masalah dina hati aranjeuna.
And remember, Proverbs 4 says that it's what's in our heart that determines the issues of our life.
Nyemot siloka 4, naonu aya dina hate nangtukeun kahirupan urang.
And within that word, issues means the boundaries of your life. The boundaries are set by what's in your heart.
Kecap isu, pokok masalah hartosna watesan kahirupan. Watesan anu didamel saluyu sareng kaayaan hirup urang.
Out from your heart spring the issues of life.
Di hati orang mancar kehidupan.
Sometimes you see a person and something suddenly springs up in their life.
Kadang orang ningali saurang anu ngadadak aya hal anu muncul dina kehidupanana.
It can shock everybody.
Eta ngarewaskeun sareaya jalmi.
And you think to yourself, where did that come from?
Mutan orang, di mana dongkarna eta sadaya?
Maybe someone suddenly does something immoral.
Jasa janten salah saurang secara ngadadak ngalakukeun amoral.
And everybody is shocked. They say, "Where did that come from?"
It
comes from what's in their heart. That's where the issues of life spring from. Another person, and everyone is surprised because their life is so blessed. Their ministry grows, their church grows.
Layanan na tumubuh, gereja na tumubuh.
And you look at them naturally and it's surprising, you wouldn't expect that.
Orang ningali aranjeuna sareng roas, urang teu ngemut kitu.
And you think, where did that come from?
Ngemutan urang ti mana dongkapna?
Out of their heart.
Di hati aranjeuna.
You can prosper in the way your soul prospers.
Urang janten makmur saluyu sareng jiwa urang makmur.
But not if you don't walk in the light.
Aing teu tiasa kacandaan pami urang teu jalan dina caang.
And here again in our text in James chapter 1 verse 7 it says we must walk in the light as he is in the light.
Kali deui hiji Yohanes 7 sabalikna umpamanya urang geus aya di alam caang sagumaha mantenna.
Then we can have fellowship with one another.
Janten urang tiasa gaduh persekutuan hiji sareng sanesna.
Fellowship can never be built where there are secret agendas in people's heart.
Persekutuan tetiasa diwangun umpami ayah rencana rahasia di lebat hati jalmi.
See, what's inside you will affect every area of your life.
Anu ayah di lebat hati orang, mengaruhan sadaya wilayah kehidupan orang.
It will affect your relationships.
Mengaruhan hubungan.
It will affect your ministry, your business, your family.
Mengaruhan pelayanan, ya bisnis, ya keluarga.
That's why we've got to allow God's word into our heart so that we can bring to the light as he's in the light those things that are in our heart.
Kita alasan orang nampi pangadika Gusti lebet hate supados orang tiasa hirup dina caang sapatos mantena di caang koncina hate orang.
Look with me at verse 8.
Katingali ayat 8.
In James chapter 1 verse 8 it says, if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
Upama orang ngakuin teu boga dosa, eta teh teu tela ngabobodo maneh, tur beda jeung kanyataan.
Here it is again, you can deceive yourself.
Kali deui orang nipu diri sorangan.
And when does that happen? The Bible says it's when the truth is not in you.
Iraha eta kajantanan? Alkitab nyeros waktos kebenaran teu aya di hati urang.
If the word of God doesn't impact your very heart, then you can deceive yourself.
Janten panggenan Gusti teu mangaruhan hati urang, janten urang nipu sorangan.
And you can lose direction in life.
Urang tiasa kalengitan arah kehidupan urang.
And fail to live in the blessing that God's called you to.
Urang gagal hirup dina berkat anu Gusti siapkan kanggo urang.
And when are we told that that happens?
Orang terang eta kajantenan.
In verse 8 it says, if we say that we have no sin.
Ya 8 dicaroskeun umpama urang ngakukeun teu boga dosa.
In other words, this bitterness isn't sin.
Istilah sanes, kapahitan teh sanes dosa.
It's justified.
Ya diangkeun bener.
This anger is not sin. Jesus got angry.
Ambek sanes dosa, Yesus ge ngambek.
Or maybe you think that love of money or ambition or pride isn't sin.
Angetan imutan orang, mata duitan, ambisi, kamagungan, sanes dosa.
So you're not letting God's word impact those little things in your heart.
Angetan pamin dengan tepangalga Gusti, mengaruhkan hal-hal di lebet.
But those little things in your heart can affect your whole life.
Angin hal alit tiasa mengaruhkan sadaya kehidupan orang.
And it happens all the time.
Kita kacantan tiap waktu.
We see ministries that are destroyed because people never dealt with little heart issues.
Orang ninggal pelayanan diancurkan kumarki pelayanan te urusan sareng masalah alit di hate.
So many things start as a seed or start as a root.
Terhal ngawitan salaku binih atau napi akar.
In Hebrews it talks about the root of bitterness.
Dina bahasa Ibrani dinyatakan salaku akar kapahitan.
And it talks about the root of bitterness springing up. But before any plant springs up, those roots have gone a long way down. So for a long time, maybe that root of bitterness in your life doesn't seem to be affecting you.
Dan kanggo waktu anu lami panginten akar kapaitan te katingal mengaruhan kanggo urang.
But eventually it will spring up, and the Bible says, defile many.
Angin hiji waktos baris muncul sareng Alkitab nyarios baris ngotoran.
The love of money is the root of all evil.
Mata duitan mangrupikeun akar kejahatan.
It starts as a root, a seed.
Awitan ti akar bini.
And there are so many things that start in your heart, start as a seed.
Teur hal dikawitan ti hati urang salaku bini.
Jesus told how the Old Testament says, don't commit adultery.
Yesus nyarios kumaha dina perjanjian lami ulah zina.
But then he said that if you even look at a woman, you already, with lust in your heart, you've already started to commit adultery in your heart. Someone doesn't just wake up in the morning and fall into immorality.
Orang tersaukur gugah injing sareng gebis dina immoralitas.
It starts a long time beforehand in their heart.
Eta parantos dikawitan dina tu lami dina hatena.
It's a heart that we have to deal with.
Urang kedah urusan sareng hate urang.
But so often people don't want to be honest with themselves.
Eng sareng pisan urang teu jujur sareng diri sorangan.
So they keep carrying those things in their heart.
Dan anjeunna tetep nyandak hal anu di lebet hatena.
And then they start deceiving themselves.
Aranjeunna ngawitan nipu diri aranjeunna nyalira.
And because of that, the wrong things spring up in their life.
Margi eta teh hal-hal anu lepat di lebet hate.
People make life decisions that are against all counsel.
Jalmi ngadamel kaputusan henteu seueur pertimbangan.
Because they never dealt with the things that are in their heart.
Margaranya teu pernah urusan sareng hate aranjeunna.
And a person's heart plans their course.
Hate manusia ngarancanakeun jalanna.
So if the wrong things are in your heart, it's going to take you off course.
Entah naon nu dilebet hate beres nangtukeun jalanna.
It's the pure in heart that see God.
Anu murni hatena beres ningal Allah.
If you can preaching the word but you've never dealt with the things in your heart, it will be taking you off course.
Pami urang parantos ngawarkeun pangadikan nanging teu urusan sareng hate bari nyandak kaluar jalur.
You'll be deceiving yourself.
Urang baris nipu sorangan.
And a person who is deceived never thinks they're deceived.
Sareng jalmi anu ditipu teu ngaraos ditipu.
If they thought they were deceived, they wouldn't be deceived.
Kami aranjeunna terang, aranjeunna bade nipu, aranjeunna moal katipu.
And that's why a person who's deceived will never see that they're deceived.
Eta sababna jalmi anu katipu teu sadar aranjeunna katipu.
See, if a person commits adultery and they know it's wrong, then they're not necessarily deceived, they're just stupid.
Umpami salah saurang jina sareng aranjeunna sadar, lepat eta sanes ditipu nanging bodoh.
But if a person commits adultery and then starts saying, God thinks it's okay, then they're deceived and stupid.
Nanging umpami jalmi ngalakukeun zina sareng nyarios Gusti ngijinkeun, eta teh jalmi anu katipu sareng bodoh.
But they don't think they're deceived.
Aranjeunna teu sadar, aranjeunna katipu.
They are deceived.
Aranjeunna parantos katipu.
You can get deceived in smaller issues.
Urang tiasa katipu dina hal anu langkung sederhana.
By accepting something in your heart as being all right and not allowing God's word to deal with it.
Bicara nampi di lebet hate urang sareng teu ngantep pangadikan Gusti urusan sareng hate.
But God's word will bring it to light.
Nanging pangadikan Gusti nyandak kalebetaan.
Because the book of Hebrews tells us it's a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart.
Margi kitab Ibrani nyeros eta misahkeun imutan sareng hate.
Look again at verse 8 of James of 1 John chapter 1.
Di Yohanes 1 ayat 8.
It says if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth isn't in us.
Pami urang ngakukeun teu boga dosa, eta teh tetela ngabobodo maneh. Terbeda jeung kanyataan.
And in verse 10 it gets even stronger.
Tanggung jelas di ayat 10.
Because it says in 1 John chapter 1 verse 10, if we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar and his word is not in us.
Upama urang nyebutkeun teu boga dosa, atuh etat mah sasat nyebutkeun Allah tukang bohong. Sarta pangadikanan teu ngancik dina diri urang.
Sin isn't always the big things.
Dosa sanes mangrupakeun hal anu ageung.
It's not just stealing or murdering or committing adultery.
Ukur maling, maehan atanapi zina.
It starts a long time before that as a seed in a person's heart.
Aya dikawitan lebih masih janten bini dilebet hate jalmi.
And I know I'm speaking to leaders of the church here.
Abdi terang, abdi nuju nyarus ka pemimpinan.
Maybe outwardly you've left a lot of things behind.
Panginten secara perilaku urang parantos ngantunkeun seueur hal di pangkeran urang.
You don't commit big sins anymore.
Urang teu ngalakeun cina.
But are you holding on to negativity?
Nanging naha aya negatif?
Is there bitterness and unforgiveness?
Naha aya kapaitan sareng teu aya ngahampura?
Do you take the gift that God's given you and take glory for it yourself?
Nah, urang nyandak kurnia anu Gusti pasikeun sareng nyandak kanggo kamulyan urang?
Is the love of money a root thing in your life?
Nah, mata duitan aya di hate urang?
So often we won't face these things.
Sering urang teu urusan sareng hal ieu dina kahirupan urang.
We deceive ourselves.
Urang nipu diri sorangan.
And the Bible says our religion is useless.
Alkitab nyeros ibadah urang mubadir.
So it'll stop you from entering into all that God's called you to.
Ya baris ngahalangan urang kanggo lebet kana rancangan anu Gusti siap.
Deal with those little root issues in your heart.
Tarang masalah dina hate urang.
Because the scripture says again here that if we say we have not sinned, we make him a liar.
Margi panjang Gusti nyarios umpami urang teu dosa urang adamel Gusti tukang bohong.
We make God a liar.
Orang ada melukus si tukang bohong.
It doesn't mean that you are calling God a liar.
Karena artinya orang nyebut Allah tukang bohong.
It means that your life is making God look like a liar.
Angin artinya kehidupan orang ada melukus si ketinggal seperti ngabohong.
Because your life is giving off cross messages.
Bagi kehidupan orang ada ngukeun pesan anu benten.
If you're saying one thing and doing another thing.
Pamorang nyaros hiji hal nanging ngalakukeun anu sanes.
Your life makes God look like a liar.
Kehidupan urang katingal sapertos tukang bohong.
And it's because the word is not in you.
Margi pangandikan teu aya dina hate urang.
That's what it says here so clearly.
Teteh anu dinyatakeun jelas di dieu.
That's what happens when one person says that God thinks their adultery is okay.
Ya anu katentenan waktu sejalmi nyarios Gusti ngijinkeun perzinahan.
They're making God look like a liar.
Jenang ngadamel Gusti sapertos tukang bohong.
Because his word says it's not okay.
Pargi pangandikan teu nyarios kitu.
But that can happen in much smaller issues as well.
Angin hal eta tiasa kajantenan dina skala anu langkung alit.
I run a Bible college with over 400 students.
Abdi mimpin sakola teologi anu siswana 400 jalmi.
Sometimes you hear someone say, God's called me to go to Bible college.
Kadang orang adangu jalmi nyarios, Gusti miwarang abdi sakolah ka teologi.
They're excited about it and they can't wait for the classes to start.
Aranjeuna sumanget sareng teu sabar kanggo ngantosan kelas ngawitan.
Because they know God's called them.
Kumarki aranjeuna terang, Gusti parantos nyaur aranjeuna.
But 2 months into the class, it gets a little difficult.
Nanging saparantos dua sasi ngiring kelas aranjeuna ngalaman ka susah.
Now God's telling them to leave.
Aranjeuna nyaros ka Gusti miwarang kaluar.
Was God right the first time or is God right the second time?
Naha Gusti jaras waktos anu kahiji atawa nepi kadua.
Their life's giving off cross messages.
Kahirupan aranjeuna patukang tonggong hiji sareng nusanes.
It makes God look like a liar.
Gusti katingal sapertos ngabohong.
Why?
Kunaon?
Because of what's in their heart.
Naon anu aya di lebet hate urang.
And if you don't deal with those things.
Urang teu usaha sareng hal eta.
If you don't see it for what it is.
Urang teu ningal eta sareng hal leres.
If we say we have not sinned.
Pembenyaros urang teu dosa.
Then it makes him a liar.
Urang adamel mantena janten tukang bohong.
Sometimes people join a church and say God's called us here.
Urang jalmi ngagabung sareng gereja sareng nyarios Gusti nyaur abdi di dieu.
And they love the worship.
Urang nyaur resep penyembahan.
They love the preaching.
Aranjeunna nganikmati khutbahna.
They love the people.
Resep jalmina.
Then the preaching starts dealing with things in their heart.
Khutbahna ngawitan nyinggung aranjeunna.
Now it just starts to change a little bit.
Ayeuna kaayaan ngawitan robih.
We love it here, but we just wish you would turn that down.
Urang resep di dieu nanging hoyong eta dieureunkeun.
We wish you wouldn't preach on that.
Urang miharep hal eta teu di.
Then all of a sudden God's leading them out again.
Arada Gusti mimpin aranjeuna kaluar.
God led them in.
Gusti mimpin kalebet.
God led them out.
Gusti mimpin kaluar.
Now that can happen but not usually in about 3 weeks.
Hayang tiasa kajantaran sareng teu dina jangka waktu 3 minggu.
But if you don't deal with what's in your heart,
ngimpami urang hoyong urusan sareng hal dina hati urang,
then your life starts giving off those sorts of cross messages.
Hidup urang nyerat pesen anu patukang tonggong.
It's like the person we described from the scripture earlier in this message.
Pertas anu dinyatakan dina Alkitab.
The person who looks spiritual but they won't bridle their tongue.
Dalmi anu katingal rohani nanging te kendalian letahna.
So they look like one thing, but they're speaking like another thing, and their life's giving cross messages.
Ranjana katingal hiji nanging nyeros sapertos jalmi sanes masian pesen nu benten.
They make him a liar.
Ranjana ngadamel mantena ngabohong.
Because the word isn't engrafted into their heart.
Mardi pangandika te aya dina hatina.
Deal with the little things.
Ereskeun hal nu alit dina hate.
You may have a tremendous ministry.
Perang bersininga pelayanan anu luar biasa.
A great gift.
Hadiah anu luar biasa.
People might be adding to your ministry.
Jalmi tiasa tumubuh dina pelayanan urang.
But if there's still things in your heart you're not dealing with, it will sabotage those things that are happening around and about you.
Ngumpami urang teu urusan sareng hate urang beres nyabotas naon anu kajantenan dilebet sareng sakeuling urang.
No wonder David prayed, create in me a clean heart.
Teheran Daud ngadoa, bersihkeun hati abdi.
He said, renew a right spirit in me.
Dina nyarios, anyarkeun roh dina batin abdi.
He said, cast me not away from your presence.
Anjeunna nyarios, ulah dipiceun ti payunan anjeun.
Take not your Holy Spirit from me.
Ulah dicandak roh anjeun ti abdi.
Restore unto me the joy of my salvation.
Pulihkan suka gembira ku marki kasalamatan ti anjeun.
Uphold me with your free spirit.
Inuhan abdi ku roh anu merdeka.
See, all of those things come from a clean heart.
Sadaya hal dongkap ti hati anu bersih.
A pure heart will cause you to see God.
Hati anu bersih baris ningal Gusti.
You'll know his presence.
Sang baris lebet kana hadirat.
You'll enjoy the Holy Spirit.
Mati roh.
You'll live in the joy of your salvation.
Orang beris dengan kepadatan suka gembira keselamatan.
God will keep you walking with a free spirit.
Kimira melurang mapah dina roh anu ngabebaskeun.
We have a free spirited God.
Orang gaduh Gusti anu merdeka.
It's a joy to serve Him.
Kita kanggo ngalayan mantena.
You can live in the presence of God.
Orang tiasa cicing dina hadiratna.
But you've got to allow the engrafted word to keep in you a clean heart.
Orang kada ngijinkeun pangandika anu ngabersihkeun hate.
Because out from it spring the issues of life.
Margiti lebet keluar aliran cai kehidupan.
Now if a person allows their heart to become deceived, it will show fruit in their life.
Pamisa orang ngantep hatenan ditipu baris ketinggal dina hirupna.
As we bring this teaching to a conclusion, listen to 7 things that will happen if you deceive your heart.
Tajan orang ngareng second sesi ia ayat 7 hal umpami nipu sorangan.
The first is that your life will start giving off confusing signals.
Tahiji hirup orang ngawitan masian sinyal ngabingungkan.
You will say one thing but do another.
Orang nyaros hiji hal nanging ngalakukan usanes.
It's like the person who has a prophetic word that God's going to bless them.
Jalmi anu tiasa nubuatan yang Gusti Paris ngaberkahan aranjeuna.
You might receive a prophetic word that God's going to save your whole village.
Kanapi-napi nubuatan yang Gusti Paris ngalawat jalmi sakuringna.
But never see it happen.
Nang hal eta teka jantenan.
It makes God look like a liar.
Hal eta sapertos ngadamel Gusti tukang bohong.
Why aren't you seeing the fruit that's been prophesied?
Anurang teningal eta nubuatan teka jantenan.
Because you're not dealing with issues in your heart.
Margi orang tengah bereskan masalah dina hati orang.
So your life starts giving off confusing signals.
Hirup orang masian sinyal anu ngabingungkeun.
Second thing that can happen is you start behaving in a deceptive way.
Kedua nyaeta orang tiasa ngalakukan anu teu jujur.
You may be preaching one thing but doing another thing.
Orang kotbah hiji hal nanging ngalakukeun anu sanes.
A person who is deceiving their heart will say one thing to a person's face, but quite something else behind their back.
Kalmian unipu hatinan nyero siji hal, kararincangana nanging ayam maksud sanes.
Because there's not purity in their heart.
Kaya katulusan dina hati aranjena.
The third thing is their life contradicts the multitude of counsel.
Katilu, hirup aranjena patukang tonggong saring nasihat jalmi seueur.
And the Bible says in the multitude of counsel there is safety.
Alkitab nyeros dina seueur nasihat aya aman.
And so if your heart is deceived, you don't want to listen to the multitude of counsel.
Pami hate urang ditipu, urang terdaek ngadangu nasihat jalmi seueur.
Some people feel like everybody around them must be wrong.
Aya imutan sareng jalmi lepat.
Even godly people don't understand.
Langkung ti eta anak-anak Gusti dengartos.
You start thinking like that when you're deceiving your own heart.
Perangawitan ngimut sapatos kitu umami hate urang katipu.
You get out of the safety of godly counsel.
Urang kaluar tina sehat jalmi seueur.
The fourth thing is you avoid anyone that challenges your thinking.
Kaopat, urang ngahindar ti jalmi anu nentang imutan urang.
You're looking for allies.
Urang milari sobat.
People who understand.
Jalmi anu baris ngart.
And so if somebody confronts you,
kami aya nu ngalawan,
or tries to bring godly correction,
tanapi nyobi ngoreksi sareng leres,
to keep you on your God-given course,
anu ngadamel urang tetep dina jalan Gusti,
you don't want to hear that.
Urang teh hoyong ngadangu hal eta.
So you isolate yourself.
Isolasi diri nyarira.
And Proverbs 18 says the person who isolates themselves rages against all wise judgment.
Siloka 18, selama anu nyorangan terdaik ngadengi papatah batur.
They're not thinking straight.
Aranjana pikiranan tersehat.
Don't isolate yourself from godly counsel.
Belah nutup diri di nasihat rohani.
Because otherwise you will miss out on the purpose of God for you.
Kami hente orang baris kalengitan terancang Gusti dina hirup orang.
When you deceive your heart, number 5, you start looking for allies.
Kalima, waktu orang nipu sorangan, milari rencang anusami.
People who understand.
Dan mi anu ngartos.
But sometimes the people who understand the way you're thinking are not the people that you should be listening to.
Aing kadang jami anu ngartos sarang imutan sanes jalmi anu peryogi dangukeun.
For example, if it's bitterness that's ruling you, bitter people are going to be drawn to you.
Contohna, umpami kapahitan anu ngawasaan urang, jalmi-jalmi sapertos kitu anu nyaketan.
I understand how you feel, the church hurt me as well.
Abdi terang paraosan anjeun, abdi ugi raheut ku gereja eta.
Let's leave the church.
Angga urang tinggalkeun gereja eta.
Let's just go and live by ourselves.
Sangi init hirup sorangan.
Eat sesame seeds.
Mam tim bini anu sami.
See, if you don't deal with things in your heart, sometimes it gives you the wrong allies.
Kami urang teu urusan sareng hate urang kadang kinging rencang anu lepat.
The sixth thing is you'll feel misunderstood.
Kinging roh martir.
Nobody understands.
Anu ngartos.
Then you get a martyr spirit.
Urang kenging roh martir.
You can see how you're starting to lose direction.
Urang biasa ningal kumaha urang kalengitan arahan.
God wants you in the center of His will.
Kahayang Gusti urang aya dina rarancang.
But you don't deal with root issues in your life.
Nang umpami urang teu urusan sareng masalah hirup urang.
Then your life starts giving off cross signals.
Hirup urang masian pesan anu patukang tonggong.
And you can lose course.
Orang biasa kalingitan arah.
Because a man's heart plans his course.
Magi hati manusia rancang jalana.
And the seventh and saddest thing.
Katujuh, anu paling nyedihkeun.
Is that if you have a deceived heart, you fail to go on to the next level.
Kami orang nipu sorangan, tetiasa naik ka tingkat salajengna.
A The Bible says the way of life winds upwards for the wise.
Alkitabnya terus jalmi leres nanjak ka luhur.
God wants your life to move onwards and upwards into His blessing.
Gusti maka hoyong urang majeng nanjak dina berkatna.
He desires to fulfill His purpose in you.
Mantana hoyong nyumponan rancang dina urang.
That you will not go on to the next level.
Anging urang moal naik.
If you won't deal with the issues of your heart.
Pami urang te urusan sareng hate urang.
Keep your heart with all diligence, for out from it spring the issues of your life.
Jaga hati anjeun sareng segala kawaspadaan, tidinya mancar kahirupan.
A man's heart plans his course.
Hati jalmi ngarencanakeun jalana.
Let God's word discern what's in your heart and deal with it and change it.
Anggeka Gusti muka naon anu aya dina hati urang sareng ngarugih.
And you will fulfill every one of the plans and purposes of God.
Urang beres nyumpanan larancang Gusti dina hirup urang.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.